Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The founders stated very clearly in the Declaration of Independence that all humans possess the inherent right to life. And when they ratified the Bill of Rights, they inextricably intertwined that right to life with the Second Amendment's right to arms. The amendment has no meaning if it does not include the right to self-defense. But in the People's Republic of Austin, Texas, which is controlled by a Soros-funded prosecutor, Sergeant Daniel Perry discovered that his inherent right to defend himself no longer exists. And the only thing that's going to save him from years in prison, which is true even if he appeals, is Texas Governor Greg Abbott's announcement that he will immediately pardon Perry. Texas is not some bright red state. No state is a bright red state. As long as a state has large urban areas, those areas will be under Democrat control. And when there's a university in that large area, the city won't just be under Democrat control, it will be under hard left Democrat control. And these are the places, too, in which George Soros, either directly or using pass-through organizations, has managed to seed local prosecutors' offices with activists who really seek to defund the police and seek the decarceration of criminals and are actively hostile to anyone who believes in the old-fashioned idea, like law and order or self-defense. Austin, Texas is Exhibit A. For the leftism in America's cities, it's Texas' fourth largest city. It is home to one of America's largest universities. Its politicians are almost all Democrats. Its prosecutor, Jose Garza, an open socialist, got into office thanks to the money from George Soros. And it has defunded its police. And naturally, back in 2020, it saw some of this country's largest George Floyd riots. During one of those riots, and I talked about it here, Daniel Perry, who served as a sergeant in the U.S. Army, found the Uber that he was driving trapped by a howling mob. One of the members of that mob, Garrett Foster, approached his car with an AK-47. He also had a knife and a club on him, which he pointed at Perry. Now, when somebody points a gun at you, certain things really should kick in. And according to a long-standing principle of self-defense, Perry deemed himself at imminent risk of being murdered and used his weapon against Foster, who died at the scene. And remember, self-defense does not require that people get shot or stabbed before their rights begin. It's enough that they have a reasonable belief that they face an imminent threat. Or at least that used to be the law of self-defense in America. But Austin has seemingly abandoned American law. Anywhere else, if somebody points an AK-47 at you, you can sort of think to yourself, I should defend myself. Now, the police declined to arrest Perry. The detective in charge of this said this was just a clear-cut case of self-defense. But that was not enough for Garza, the DA whom Soros' funds placed in office. Instead, he charged Perry with murder. And Perry has had his trial, and he has been found guilty. Now, I want you to drink this in, the enormity of this. You're driving along in Austin Street, and you find yourself in the middle of the riot, and the rioters attack your car, and one of them begins to point at you with his AK-47, which is actually a weapon of war, unlike your AR-15. And at that moment, most people reasonably believe they're at the imminent risk of death, and they would take steps to defend themselves. But an Austin jury just said, nope. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton summed it up correctly, what American rights are, as well as the fact that they don't exist in Austin. Self-defense is a God-given right, not a crime. Unfortunately, the Soros-backed DA in Travis County cares more about the radical agenda of dangerous Antifa and BLM mobs than justice. This week has shown us how rogue prosecutors have weaponized the judicial system. They must be stopped. I would presume that they would appeal this, but he'll have to spend that time in prison. And the mills of justice grind very, very slowly. Even the military is infected with the slow justice plague. Nidal Hassan murdered 13 adults and a fetus in 2009, and he's currently before the Court of Appeals for the Armed Forces challenging his death sentence. And it's been 14 years. And justice delayed for his victims and their families truly is justice denied. In Perry's case, Governor Greg Abbott has announced that he'll take immediate steps to pardon him, and that'll keep this every man out of prison and enable him to get on with his life, but it's really not enough. As matters stand, self-defense against any of the leftist-favored constituencies is bad. And is Abbott going to pardon every future defendant who gets tangled in Garza's socialist toils? Obviously not. And this issue needs to be addressed and remedied immediately, not just in Texas, but in every red state that has cities under the control of leftist prosecutors. In my state, in South Carolina, the capital city is controlled by a Democrat, has been for a while. And he keeps trying to impose these little gun control fights around him, none of which he can enforce, by the way. Like, you can't have an assembly for ghost guns anywhere in city limits. How do you know that's happening? How do you know that's happening? So, yes, this is going to have to be pushed back, because if there is no rule of law, there are, you know, We're essentially in anarchy. And when normal people get tangled up in this guy Perry, he didn't want to be involved in this. He was just driving an Uber to make some money on the side. And he got tangled up in it. And if you're going to catch somebody and get him tangled up in something like this, if he bites you, that is a occupational safety hazard that you have to exist within. I see no problem with him having defended himself against this guy, and I don't know. We're going to see how this plays. I don't know if the military will let him stay in the military if he gets pardoned. I would imagine not, especially not this military. I don't know that. My understanding is he really likes that. We're going to talk a little bit more about him later on, but the Sorosian DA is becoming a contagion. And the thing about this is that this kind of thing comes for everybody. It's not just coming for the people on my side of the argument. It comes for everybody. So is everybody, left or right, going to hollow out these cities where these Sorosian DAs exist and where they actually don't believe in the rule of law, where they let the criminals loose, where they go after the regular people, where they, you know, decarcerate everybody in jail? Question to be asked. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
From over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We have a thing that has been imposed upon us. It is it defies logic. For a lot of us, every time we see a rampage killing, we immediately default to defense of the Second Amendment because we know they're coming. For the left, they immediately go after the Second Amendment because they see this as a chance to further the agenda. And this has caused a bit of a scar. We have already, we seem to be very intent on destroying national kinship. And maybe in the process, destroying ourselves. And, you know, left, right, conservative, liberal, 100 names simultaneously representing both of our divisions and beliefs. We know how destructive we've become even as we swing the bat for our heartfelt political view for the umpteenth time. It may not surprise you that there are logical reasons as to why we do this, even to our detriment. And there's this guy, Jonathan Haidt. He is a social psychologist and author with a concentration on morality and emotions. And he explains that rationalizing emotions is the foundational understanding of why people act emotionally, frequently against their own self-interest. And confusingly, the more they act against their interest, the more fervent they appear about it. Now, this seems to sound to me more like the left side, because the left side is out there saying that we should completely disarm, which would do nothing to stop these rampage killings. We have plenty of examples of where armed people have stopped them and mitigated the loss of life. The elephant in the rider is the metaphor for his observation of social intuitionism. That is the notion that intuitions precede rational thought. So in other words, the social construct we feel compelled to follow, regardless of logic or how our actions can and will take us down paths, frequently don't lead us to where we thought they would. The rider is conscious of, you know, is conscious thought, and the elephant is the hair trigger intuition that we're hardwired to follow. Now, you could look at the whole Trump phenomena or abortion as an example of how we tie ourselves to concepts and beliefs that aren't logically resolved for many, even after rigorous intellectual debate. Virtually all of us have talked to someone who observes the same underlying set of facts, yet arrives at an entirely different conclusion. And it can be frustrating to not understand this dichotomy, leaving too many of us dissatisfied, hurt, and angry. And family, friends, and even our political leaders disagree, leaving us lost in bridging emotional and logical divides. We're left to do it ourselves. How can we come together if we can't understand and compromise on any given set of facts? And for some, facts are fungible. And they can mean whatever you want, which is a logical fallacy. 1 + 1 must always equal 2, and no one can change that. And increasingly, that is not universally understood. So Haidt has developed the moral foundations theory, a mechanism to understand why morality varies so much across culture, composed of 5 primary values that describe our tendencies to adopt a particular set of moral proclivities. These are as follows: care, harm; fairness, cheating; loyalty, betrayal; authority, subversion; sanctity, degradation. Now, Haidt studied the behaviors and thought patterns of many who saw themselves as either strongly conservative or leftist, and after repeated trials testing his hypothesis, he observed a strong correlation between political belief and which of the above tenets people embraced. Now, in particular, leftists tend to primarily endorse the care and fairness tenets, whereas conservatives tend to support all foundations more equally. And you can already see the disagreement brewing. And suppose for a moment we can see and understand and then act on the biases that move us in one direction or another. And in that case, we might overcome our built-in tendency to jump to a specific conclusion without adequate thought. How many of us care enough to want to do the right thing instead of what we are hardwired to do? And in the absence of logic-based thought, fallacious assertions become not only possible, but likely. Now, let's look at Nashville. Shooter was a 28-year-old female, self-proclaimed so-called trans, who prepared extensively before committing her heinous crime. Police are withholding a manifesto from the public that might help with our understanding a little bit. The easy and popular answer is that mental illness must be a primary factor in these premeditated school shootings. But if we don't know, and if this isn't the true answer, what else could it be? Perhaps as a society, we've encouraged and allowed specious structural thinking, a type which only makes sense to a small subset of very fragile individuals. Could this be the root cause of what triggers them to kill and wound and maim? Two of hate's values seem to remove the social obstacles that restrain sane, thoughtful people from acting out on their insane ideas. And these certain values that hate says sometimes empower evil acts are care harm and fairness cheating, which, of course, the left embraces. Many emotionally frail people live peacefully today, and most will never pick up a weapon to settle any sort of imaginary score. But out of millions of damaged minds, you know, hundreds if not thousands harbor desire to make their lives more meaningful by righting a supposed wrong. So, why now? Why is this happening more frequently now? Well, we have powerful forces now that can contort and control narratives for their own purpose. Biden says the solution is to ban assault weapons, but Hale had a pistol which could have killed as many people as Hale killed with whatever it is she used to kill them with. And the trans lobby may attempt to expand the rights of trans individuals trampling on others by blaming transphobic people, but I guess the supposition here is she had no other choice but to murder the innocent. And that's just never going to fly. It's never going to fly. So rather than warring with ourselves, wouldn't our energy be better spent building a better tomorrow towards a shared vision? And this is where the problem becomes. Because unless we can have that shared vision, unless we can bridge that division between us, we're not going to be able to do it. And the killing will continue. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News update. Five people are dead following two separate shootings in Louisville, Kentucky this morning. The first happened at a downtown bank where four people died and eight were injured, including two police officers.
My prayers go out to the families who have lost loved ones. My prayers go out to the officers who are at the hospital right now.
Louisville Mayor Craig Greenberg says the gunman from the bank shooting is also dead. The Justice Department is appealing a ruling from a federal judge in Texas that would suspend the sale of an abortion pill. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra says the judge's ruling would set a dangerous precedent, placing opinion over FDA scientific research. Hip-hop icon Flavor Flav is donating his famous clock chain to Harvard University. The Long Island native donated his bejeweled timepiece to the school last week when he was visiting the campus. The 64-year-old taught a class on the beginnings of hip-hop. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahi Boutique Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, there's a bunch of hideous laws that are falling one by one, and these laws actually are designed to violate almost all parts of the Bill of Rights, but they're being found to be unconstitutional in their various locales. And of all places, the Supreme Court of the state of New York, the state's second highest court, recently ruled the state's so-called red flag law unconstitutional, which it probably, without a doubt, is. And despite that fact, how many have they actually missed? But that's beside the point. These things go by different designations: the gun violence restraining order, the emergency violence restraining order, protection order, the emergency response protection order, but they are colloquially known as red flag laws. And the gun-grabbing ghouls of the far left are creative in describing their operation. basically what it is it boils down to this. And in most of them, it can be just an acquaintance that does it. Somebody accuses you of having the capacity for violence. And it can be based on anything. It can be based on you yelling at the TV, watching a football game. It can be based on you losing your mind when you're driving a car, whatever it is. It can be based on anything. And then they go and they fill out a petition to the court. And the court signs it. And then the police serve it. And in a lot of cases, they seem to want to serve them at O-Dark 30, which causes its own problems. But here you are, a person who has never committed a crime, is not accused of a crime or anything else, and you've got a bunch of guys in uniforms with badges and guns showing up and saying that they're here to take your guns. And, that is an authoritarian abomination, to be honest with you. And that's what it all comes down to. So this has been very troubling to people that are very interested in due process, because due process is everything. Which, for example, the January 6th defendants are not getting due process. The anti-liberty authoritarian started with a direct violation of everyone's common sense civil right of self-defense by crafting gun confiscation law without due process. And don't ever expect them to utter the C word. They've worn out their dictionaries and the sources looking for soft-sounding alternatives to the word confiscation, even though that is exactly what is taking place. And this was coupled with the evisceration of the right of due process. So right off the bat, they violated the Second and Fifth Amendment without breaking a sweat. Also the 14th. And then just to sweeten the deal, they've executed these unconstitutional atrocities with ex parte from one-party proceedings, as the Legal Information Institute of Cornell Law School states. Typically, a court will be hesitant to make an ex parte motion. That's because the Fifth Amendment and the 14th Amendment guarantee a right to due process, and ex parte motions, due to the exclusion of one party, risk violating the excluded party's right to due process. The other thing they don't do is they don't actually take the dangerous part off of the street. You're actually going after a dangerous person. You're not going to be going after his letter openers and his steak knife set and his baseball bats and his car and anything that can have an edge, any glass that he could break, ropes. You're not going after that. You're going after the person, because the person is what's dangerous. Everything that is around you right now today can be used to kill you. Everything you're wearing can be used to kill you in one way or another. So the great news is that the first time you'll find out the guns you owned or allegedly owned are to be confiscated will be at 4:30 a.m. when a SWAT team smashes in your front door. If you and your pets survive that ordeal, there is also the violation of the Equal Protection of Law, another aspect against the 14th Amendment. Never being satisfied with just destroying a couple of common sense civil rights, these laws were cobbled together with assaults on Fourth Amendment rights against illegal search and seizure with that 4:30 a.m. raid. So this is cruel and unusual punishment, a violation of the Eighth Amendment against completely innocent people. Then, of course, the ex parte aspect of these laws violates the Sixth Amendment right to confront witnesses. So, just make a list. Then there's the lovely prospect of the process being punishment, even if you don't own any guns. These have been served on people that don't own any guns, and that's the fun part. And that situation would probably be far worse, since the authorities will feel obligated to tear your house apart to find out what doesn't exist. And good luck getting them to pay for all the damage and putting it back together. And since one of these unconstitutional punishments can be set upon you for something you said, let's add the First Amendment to it. So there you have it. One set of law that essentially violates nearly every one of the Bill of Rights used against people who haven't violated the law. And that's not even the worst of it. Unconstitutional red flag gun confiscation orders, along with unconstitutional enhanced background checks and safe storage requirements, signal a new era in gun control. Because these are restrictions on freedom. and therefore selective enforcement can be the standard, with just one side being deprived of its common sense civil rights. Blanket bans and prohibitions used to be the norm, whereby the gaslighting ghouls would try to take all of one type of gun out of circulation. And now, while they still play lip service to assault weapon bans, the mantra always seems to be the trifecta of tyranny. Unconstitutional red flag gun confiscation orders, unconstitutional enhanced background checks, and unconstitutional safe storage requirements. There is a common theme to all of them. Unconstitutional controls on private property with enhanced background checks will see a push for unconstitutional gun registration. Unconstitutional safe storage requirements will require you to keep your guns in one convenient place, ready for quick confiscation when needed. Then with all of that in place, all they have to do is go down the list looking for the people they dislike, and then confiscate their guns. They will, you know, which people are safe because they are loyal leftists and whom to raid. Isn't that nice? And all of that's falling apart now. Several rulings have finally and logically determined that red flag gun confiscation schemes are unconstitutional in New York State, no less. That just proves a broken clock is right twice a day. Let's hope the freedom trend continues and these laws are struck down everywhere and we finally get rid of this threat to individual liberty. I would also hope that it would actually cause a shift in thinking, although I'm way out there on that one. I mean, I'm so far off the reservation on that one. If they really want to protect people from a possible attack from someone that is deemed to be dangerous, then they could do it a different way. They could let people be armed. That little manifestation always seems to deter some people. If you go ask, you know, convicts in prison, one of the things they fear the most is the armed citizen, not the cops. The cops have a process they have to go through. The armed citizen does not. All the armed citizen has, the only standard that has to be met is fear of imminent injury or death to my person. And I can go loud. And, yeah. That's what they got. So, hopefully this is a trend. This is Lock and Load.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. A lot of us are trying to take a moment and try to understand how three beautiful 9-year-olds and three very courageous adults could be blasted away by a mentally ill murderer, Audrey Hale, in Nashville. And it's truly difficult, if not impossible, to attribute a single cause and a single cure to prevent this kind of thing from happening. In addition to the usual attack on guns, leftists and some conservatives have frozen their target. Hale's parents. That's a little too simplistic, and that makes it wrong. Right now, the manifesto, as far as I know, is still kept secret. We know just a few things about the shooter. She was a mentally disturbed individual, confused about her gender, and suicidal. We can probably guess she was taking a cocktail of hormones and psychotropic antidepressants. Leftists, though, blame her Christian parents for being unsupportive of her LGBTQI+ status. They ignore that while it can be isolating and emotionally disturbing when one's transition isn't supported by family, school, or community, most LGBTQI+ with similar backgrounds, many even bullied and abused, do not grab an arsenal and go and shoot up a school full of children. Some conservatives also blame parents. Supposed Rush Limbaugh heir Clay Travis thinks Hale's parents are to blame for not knowing their 28-year-old was harboring 7 deadly weapons in their house. He thinks, as a parent of 3, he'd know if his kids spent money on guns and hid them in his house. Really? You have adult children that you have access to their checking accounts and their debit cards and their phone records and everything else? Now, the focus on the parents is common with mass shootings. The Sandy Hook murderer's mother was posthumously blamed after reports that she tried to bond with her son by taking him shooting. In Uvalde, blame was placed on a mother on drugs and an absent father and grandparents who weren't paying attention. Law enforcement must investigate the parents of a mass murderer to ensure they haven't been abusive or directly facilitated the murders or indirectly provided aid and comfort to their murderer's child. But absent any credible evidence of parental complicity, abuse, or neglect, blaming parents whose lives are also destroyed is wrong. Now, Clay's kids are much younger than the 28-year-old Hale. Those who've already raised kids in loving, intact homes know that older kids can mean less control. I have two sons that are in this general area, 32 and 36. I have no control over them at all. None. Good kids can go bad. Healthy kids crack up. Loving kids can become hateful. Honest kids begin to lie. That's because they're individuals. And that is that's a very painful lesson from Life 101 and the inexactitude of parenting. Even the best parents have children who are flawed, who are inclined to disgrace. And some of them turn out to be downright evil. You do have control over your little kids, but once they're in high school, you have less control over them and their money than you think. There are hiding spots in attics and crawl spaces and basements and sometimes just in plain sight. And what parents hunt for guns in the hidden recesses of their home anyway? I mean, I don't. I don't have to, though. I mean, they're laying all over the place. Now, Clay intimated that good or involved parents would know if an adult kid was having suicidal or murderous thoughts, but he is, to say he's misguided is probably being a little too kind. It's a stupid thing to say, Clay. I very much am in tune to what goes on with my sons, and both of them, one of them who's living with us right now, both of them are mysteries to me. You know, I don't know when they're happy. I don't know when they're sad. Now, Obamacare mandates parents must finance their child's medical care until the age of 26. Other laws shut parents out once the children are 12. I mean, right now we're in a position to where they're trying to get it to where a child, can decide that they're transgender. And then, without the parents' permission, proceed to start to transition. School districts across America also have affirmative policies keeping secrets from parents. And short of witnessing your child violently act out, threaten violence, or express disturbing thoughts in online rants or a diary, it doesn't matter how good or involved you are as a parent. If your child needs mental health counseling or medication in college, parents would be the last to know. Or never know, as they're forced to trust a child's care to strangers. Because once a child becomes an adult, they fall under HIPAA. You can't go to a doctor and say, I'm concerned about my kid that's coming to you, tell me about him, because it would be a HIPAA violation. Parent may never know that a child experienced suicidal ideation or contemplated self-harm or harm to others. And there's no guarantee that children shared their thoughts with a trusted and well-meaning therapist. Not all therapists have your child's best interest at heart. Many have a training-driven agenda and can skillfully manipulate your medicated child, rewriting his or her upbringing to the point to where you wouldn't recognize it. Now, as it is with most of these things, there's no one of these things that leads to this. It's a combination of these individual and societal ills that lead to this. And the best we can do is identify factors, including breakdowns in societal norms, that appear to drive an individual to commit this kind of aberration and come up with a list of deterrents to minimize risks. That's a toughie, too, because outside of the house, the world is lurching towards Gomorrah. We need to try to reassert morality and the rule of law and bring back God and family and raise people out of poverty and blow up and rebuild the educational and mental health systems, protect children from harmful parenting and sickening propaganda, which is a very tall order. We can lower risk, but there is no quick fix for these deep societal problems. And we must be mindful of overreacting and punishing the student who makes a gun with his fingers, threatens a fellow student or teacher because he's having a bad day, or is just an odd person. Adolescents push buttons and say and do stupid things. We need to be fair. And we need to have a just process to distinguish isolated incidences from a serious threat. Clay Travis believes armed guards at schools will serve as a deterrent. Maybe. They're, you know, unless if you have one on every hallway, yeah. Yeah, maybe. But the individuals who do this are suicidal by a cop or their own hands. They don't care about deterrence, only the havoc that they can cause, the fame that they can garner, and the destruction they seek. They'll kill the people in uniform first. We cannot police all internet speech and outlaw all potential weapons without creating a police state. And while it sounds cool to use technology that locks a perpetrator between doors, as soon as a gun is spotted or fired, the killer will simply kill our children outside during recess. They'll just change their attack day. We rarely have advanced notice that somebody's prepping to do something like this, and mental health professionals will speak only when there's an imminent and credible threat. A manifesto online, a warning email to a friend, you know, that doesn't always lead somewhere. No matter how weird, awkward, or troubled a child is, our default setting is not to suspect our children of the unthinkable. Now, one of these things that's going on right now is this body dysphoria, which is, you know, brings on a whole bunch of nonsense to this child's plate. Unfortunately, the only real thing that we can think of doing right now is to try to mitigate it by attacking it when it attacks us. And that's not really solving it, but it does mitigate a loss of life. Coming up next is going to be writer and podcaster Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at GarandTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to MGS.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.